Hello, everyone. This is a podcast. It's called In Case You Missed It. We're your hosts, Jason and Tony.
Hello there.
If you missed it, scientists have now revealed that men can't remember anything. It's science.
Huh.
Guys, have you forgotten your anniversary? Have you forgotten her birthday? Have you simply just forgotten something at the grocery store that you were asked to get?
And,
and it's been a thing, right?
Mm,
well,
yeah.
It's not because you're a stereotypical man. No.
It's not?
No, it's because you're a biological man.
NATO.
That means, according to science, and this is out of Sweden, so you know it's good science.
They make good pocket knives.
Right. And so you know they do science good. Mm. They say, it's not our fault.
Hear that, guys?
It's just the way it is. And then they go on to say, you women?
Yep.
And we all really knew this.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are just better at remembering things than men.
Wow.
Just better at it.
See there?
See, it's not that we don't want to remember things. It's that we're idiots.
We suck at it. And you all are better at remembering.
Women are better at something they call episodic memory or episodic memory. Which is the ability to remember both short-term and long-term events, like whether you took your medicine this morning or, you know, the day you adopted your dog together.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody remembers that.
I'll tell you how good a woman's memory is. They can tell you not only the mistake you made, they can tell you the shirt you was wearing when you made it.
And you were wearing that red shirt.
They can tell you the way your hair was parted when you made it. They remember.
Everything, right?
But rub their feet and they'll forget.
College student posted a picture of his thumb. It's ginormous.
Long thumb.
His name is Jacob Pena.
Jacob Pena.
Jacob is from Westport, Massachusetts, and he is officially internet famous now.
Okay, why is he famous?
Well, he posted some videos on TikTok, which is a new social network, Tony.
Oh, boy, another.
And it's showing his 5-inch thumb.
His
thumb. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to describe what this guy's thumb looks like. I mean, it's
hard to describe.
It's hard to describe. I can't. Look at it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at that.
Oh,
And what's really, look at that, Tony.
Yeah,
did you see
I
that?
See that. That's, I can, you're right.
I mean, that's, I mean, how do you describe that?
Well, boy.
I mean, imagine a thumb,
but
freakishly long.
Long old thumb he's got there.
Now,
what could you paint? This reminds me of something, but I can't really think
of it. He'd be great at hitchhiking.
Yeah, he would.
Here's the deal, though. His other thumb is regular size. It's only on one hand. So it's like regular, hey, dude, what's up? And then it's like, hey, what's up?
He's got like a superhero thumb. Neato.
So,
you know what they say about guys with big thumbs?
They're great hitchhikers.
Yeah, and they wear bigger gloves.
Right, they have to because their thumb's big.
Yeah.
Certain foods require sucking. Others require biting. Some require both. We went through the list with Tony to see what he did.
Yeah, thanks.
We have a lot of things to worry about in the world, and I guess this is one of them.
Okay, what is it?
Do you bite or suck on these foods? Tony, we'll see what you do here.
All right.
Bite or suck, Tony? Ice cubes.
Bite.
49% bite, so it's about 50-50 there.
Huh.
Orange slices, bite or suck, Tony?
I suck those.
27% suck, 73% bite.
Hmm.
Breath mints, bite or suck?
Bite those.
25%. You're in the...
They're my Altoids. I crunch them like candy.
75% of people just suck on them. Tony, bite or suck cheese balls?
Ooh. Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
I suck them.
16% people suck on cheese balls.
Well,
that
the cheesy powder on the outside is the best part of the whole ball.
That means 1 in 6 people are out there enjoying nice, soggy mouthfuls of cheese-flavored cornmeal.
You suck the cheese stuff off, and then you bite the cheese ball.
What about popsicles? Bite or suck?
Bite.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you're in the low percentage on that one.
They melt fast because your breath is like 100 degrees.
Chocolate, bite or suck?
Suck.
It's 23%.
Yay.
Gummy bears.
Well, Chew suck, kind of. I don't know.
They're kind of the above.
Yeah, that's right.
I suck on them. I'm in the minority. Only 10% do. Everybody else bites. You know why? Because y'all are mean. Because you go straight for their heads, don't you? Every single one of you. You eat their head off first because you're sick.
Gummy bear decapitators.
Of course, I suck them to death. So I guess what does that make me?
Dad's dead.
Sit back and relax and hear a good story. It's time for Tony Tales.
Here it is.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Jimmy. He was always cracking corn. He got so good at cracking corn, he decided to enter the Cuckoo for Cookville Corn Cracking Contest. Kids came from counties kicking their heels to take a crack at that. The day before the contest, his brother was aggravating him and throwing his corn cracker into the air. He said, "Jimmy's a butt face and he'll never win. Jimmy's a sissy pants." Then his brother broke his corn cracker. Everyone said, "Now there's no way Jimmy can win the Cuckoo for Cookville Corn Cracking Contest." Kids came kicking their heels too. The next day was the contest, and the county was in shock. Jimmy came without his corn cracker. It became Jimmy's turn to crack corn, and the crowd became silent. Jimmy closed his eyes. Then he whacked his face into the corn table. Then again, Jimmy kept slamming his face into the corn until he blacked out. One contestant yelled, "That don't count. He didn't use his corn cracker. He should be disqualified." Then the crowd began cheering. "Jimmy cracked corn and we don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and we don't care." And that's how the song was written.
Here's today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
French flush kissing. French flush kissing is when a couple gets a lid of mouthwash and then they kiss and swish it back and forth between each other. French flush kissing.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Here it is.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I wanna get physical, physical. Come on, let's get physical.
Let me hear your body talk, your body talk.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Your body talk.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good.
Here it is.
This guy in Portland, Oregon, his name is Ted Nelson. He looked out his window Monday and saw a dog had slipped through the railing on a 14th floor balcony across the street.
Oh, no.
The dog was a 5-year-old Bichon Frise named Morty. As soon as Ted saw him on the edge of the balcony, he ran across the street to yell up to the owners, "Hey,
your dog's
about to fall."
Yeah, way to go, Ted.
Well, while he was standing there, Morty lost his balance, fell 14 stories. Ted caught him.
What?
Now, those kind of dogs, they're not real big dogs. They're about 10 pounds, but, I mean, coming at you 14 stories. That's
wow, great catch, Ted.
Ted says Morty hit him in the chest, so he grabbed him up with his arms, but he slipped through and landed on the ground still, but that slowed him down long enough that Morty survived.
Good.
Ted and his girlfriend rushed him to the vet, but Morty only ended up with a few bumps and bruises. His owners say they're extremely thankful Ted did what he did. Apparently, they had no idea the railing was big enough for him to fit through.
Wow, great thing Ted was there.
Yeah, Ted's okay too, by the way. And he's actually done something like this before. He saw a cat about to fall off a balcony in the same building last year, but that time the owners heard him and grabbed the cat.
Wow, Ted, he's got like a position for a wide receiver on a team somewhere.
I got to tell you, I like Ted, but I'm not sure I would be there to catch a cat falling 14 stories.
I don't want to be.
Besides, they're going to land on their feet anyway.
And they got 8 more lives after that one. Yeah.
Ted, dude, you are real good. Well, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank you all so much for listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been...
Here it is.